On the morning of April 6, 1862, the Army of U.S. Grant lay in bivouac near Pittsburg Landing. Its commander satisfied that, despite his isolation deep within enemy territory, he could deal with whatever enemy forces might be in the area. Having made few defensive preparations, many of his troops were preparing breakfast when some 40,000 Confederates under the command of Albert Sidney Johnston burst into their camps in a sudden explosion of battle. By noon, Grant's army had been driven back more than a mile and was still reeling under the blow. Beneath the bluffs along the Tennessee River, large numbers of Union stragglers sought desperately to cross to the opposite shore, and there was yet no sign of expected reinforcements from the army of Don Carlos Buell. The battle now turned on the center of the Union line, where Benjamin Prentiss and W.H. Wallace had positioned their divisions along a sunken road in a section of wood to be known as the Hornet's Nest. Refusing to withdraw any further, the Federals would keep the enemy at bay for 5 full hours before being forced to surrender. Meanwhile, Grant had established a new line in front of the landing itself, and the combined firepower of the Federal artillery ashore and Union gunboats on the river succeeded in bringing the Confederate advance to a halt.